This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Avalanche's next three hockey games are being postponed because of positive COVID-19 tests among players. Team officials have not said exactly who tested positive. The Avs will miss games against the Los Angeles Kings and the St. Louis Blues. No makeup dates have been announced. The Avalanche will reopen its facility next week. Meanwhile, tonight's Colorado Rockies baseball game has been postponed because of the weather. The team will now play twice in Denver tomorrow against the New York Mets. Both games are scheduled to last only 7 innings. Fans with tickets to tonight's game will be refunded or credited and cannot use those tickets for either of tomorrow's games. Businesses in Colorado still have to maintain 6 feet of physical distancing, but starting today, the state is no longer mandating capacity limits. Some restrictions are still in place locally, especially in Metro Denver and the mountain resort communities. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The overall approach is shifting in the state from one where a state government will order you to stay safe to where local governments are taking the lead or leaving it up to you to protect yourself and others around you.
COVID-19 cases have risen in Colorado recently. The state health department encourages people to remain vigilant and get tested if they've been exposed to the virus. Starting next year, Colorado will do away with the time limit for sexual abuse survivors to sue their perpetrators. The new law is not retroactive, so it will only apply to new cases and those that are still within the current statute of limitations. Advocates for survivors of sexual abuse have been pushing for this law change for decades. And coming up on All Things Considered, the few issues we're seeing with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might be causing an increase in vaccine hesitancy, but scientists are looking into the safety of the shot.
It really shows that they're reviewing the data and they're taking a proactive approach to ensuring the safety of the vaccines.
More on fallout from the Johnson & Johnson vaccination pause coming up next, and the first guilty plea in the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack. Stick around. Can't talk about social media and not mention the wildly popular video TikTok. Meet 4 Colorado artists who are going viral on the app and learn about their TikTok lifestyles courtesy of Inimo 2.3.